You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
You can't tell me that advertising doesn't work. We were just driving past an O'Reilly auto parts store, I don't know, just a couple of weeks ago, and my stepdaughter, who's 18, is in the back seat, and she's just quiet the whole time. And as we're driving past, she starts singing the jingle, including the ow at the end. She even adds
That's awesome.
And I said, advertising works.
It sure does. Those little jingles stick with you.
Oh, those good jingles. Oh, goodness. Between that and the tree farm, I'm in heaven.
Good night.
I wanted to talk a little bit about the Mars video, but I think maybe we'll wait and do it during our trending report.
I would love to.
Because... you know, you just happen to be listening to a morning show with a couple of guys who nerd out over this stuff. So just bear with us, okay?
Last thing I did last night was laying in bed with both kids watching all the NASA videos from the day. And they were
just lapping it up, man. I could hug you right now.
Oh, thank you.
What else is going on?
I have to talk about this story that's making the rounds this morning. It's coming from Scotland. My neighbor's from Scotland. I'll have to ask him if he's ever participated in this, but... I guess the story is saying that last December, social media finally picked up on the fact that Scotland names its entire snowplow fleet.
Yeah.
And what they do, the thing is they don't call them snowplows out in Scotland. They're called gritters. So that'll
gritters.
So that'll kind of help with some of these names here coming up. But what they do is they have like a national map so you can keep track of all the snowplows and where they're at and what they're doing. And you go on there and you start looking at the names. And I've got a bunch of them, like Gritney Spears. See, Gritter. Okay. Another guy has one named Mega Meltosaurus. Credence Clear Road Revival. Come on.
Stretch.
So good. License to Chill. You'll have to help me with this. This says it's a James Bond reference. On Her Majesty's Slippery Surface.
Yeah, there was a Bond movie from the 60s called On Her Majesty's Secret Service.
Oh, well, there we go. Her Majesty's
the Bond film.
Slippery Surface. Dumb.
The most unknown of the Bond films.
Now, the story is saying the practice of naming the plows does go back to 2006 when the Scottish Transport Ministry encouraged school kids to come up with the funny monikers for all their gritters out there.
That's great.
Isn't that fantastic?
Yes.
You get more names like Spready Van Halen, Lord Coldemort. I'll give you two more because it's just getting stupid. Grittest Hits, because the gritters. And then Yes Sir, Ice Can Boogie. It's just so damn charming, isn't it?
What about the ones that are named after rock bands like Led Zeppelin?
Oh, I didn't see that one.
There was Led Zeppelin.
Do they do this here and we just don't know about it?
Oh,
I've never seen it pop up. We're so puckered.
We're not as charming as the people in the UK.
That's the only way I could describe it. It's charming to see Lord Coldemort going down the road plowing. I guess they launched this online tracker in 2016. So I would imagine anywhere in the world you can sit there and hop on and look at all the plows rolling around and laugh at the names. The Spready Van Halen. I can't even.
I'll try to dig up the story that I saw where they had a bunch of different rock band names that they had assigned to them. So apparently this is the thing, and they have an entire fleet that's way cooler than
snowplows. And they say, like, in the morning, you know, they got to check in. They get on their breaker, you know, and they're like checking in. License to Chill, checking in. Let's do it. So good. High five, Scotland. High five.
I didn't even know they got that much snow over there.
Me
I was
either.
Naive about that.
I had no idea.
They probably don't.
It's a fake story.
They have these plows for 1 inch of snow.